It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
Welcome to Speak Out. It's Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022, and got a special guest in the studio. Kind of, you're sitting in today.
I am for
Ralph Tapscott.
I am. How are you, Paul?
Good. Nathan Brunell's here. He's the senior vice president of commercial banking manager for Horizon Community Bank. Always great to have HCB in the house.
Well, thanks for having me.
Not a problem.
I was always told I had a face for radio, so. I'm happy to be here.
Me more so than you. Trust me. Trust me on that. Wait till you put a few years on it.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. And, showing our solidarity for Ukraine with their new theme song by Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it as they battle the Russians. So haven't explained that enough, I don't think, in the past few shows. So yeah, that's why we come in with We're Not Going to Take It Anymore, and hopefully we'll get back to Kid Rock, Born Free, sometime soon. So we'll figure all that out. Anyway, today at 3:40, are you a D-backs fan?
I am, to some extent. I'm more of a Detroit Tigers fan.
Oh, man, that's even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
The only thing the Tigers have going for him is Miggy Cabrera.
Yeah.
That's it. And I think he just got his 3,000th hit.
Oh, he may have.
You know,
I don't follow it too much.
Which is like guaranteed, unless there's some kind of steroid scandal, right? That's guaranteed he's going to be in the Hall of Fame now.
Oh, absolutely. Miguel Cabrera?
Yeah.
Of course. The first ballot.
Right. The guy's just a hitting maestro. So the D-backs are at Miami, barely won last night. They had a 5-0 lead, and then it was cut to 5-4, and they hung on in the bottom of the ninth inning, man. And the bases were loaded, by the way. So, anyway, they hung on to win last night, 5-4. They're going to do it again, game two, today at 3:40. Suns return to action tomorrow at home against Dallas. You know, 7-point win last night. I don't know if you watched the game or not.
I did not.
The Suns and the Mavericks. It's the semis for the Western Conference. And, you know, the final was 7 points. They won by 7, but they might as well have won by 17.
I did watch pieces of it, and obviously I watch the sports shows in the morning. They shot like 67%, 64%,
something
like that.
They shot the lights out. Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah. So hopefully that first series with the Pelicans was just, getting whatever off their back that they needed to, and they can just go through the Mavericks like water, hopefully. So, I don't know. You never know when Mark Cuban's sitting on the sideline, right? You never know what's going to happen.
Well, and with Luka Doncic putting 40-some points.
You know your basketball.
There you go.
Perfect. So, Suns hosting the Mavericks tomorrow night, 7 p.m., and then we'll have an early morning D-backs game tomorrow at Miami. That's at 9:40. And you know what? If you're a baseball fan out there, the D-backs play the Rockies this weekend. And if you call during the break, we have tickets for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, four seats, lower level, for any one of the games in that series against the Colorado Rockies this weekend. Pretty cool perk just for listening to Speak Out. Be the first one to get through during the break. I'll give out that number when it's time, and we'll send you off to take yourself out to the ball game. How's that? So all that on KNTR Sports, 980 AM, 94.3 and 100.5 FM. So you're a big sports fan. Look like you work out, too.
Yeah, I'm a football guy.
Are you?
You know, and I go back. I said Detroit Tigers. I've kind of adopted the Phoenix teams as my second team, but I was born and raised in Michigan.
Oh, wow.
I'm true to that. So even the Detroit Lions. I'm a Detroit Lions fan guy.
For some reason, all of the Magic Johnson stuff has been coming out lately. Have you noticed that? The Winning Time with the Lakers is on HBO Max. And then there's on Apple TV, there's They Call Me Magic. Phenomenal documentary,
by the way.
I've
heard it's really good.
And he's from Lansing.
Yes.
He's from Lansing, Michigan.
Michigan State.
Yeah. But what a phenomenal documentary. The guy's just, everything he touches turns to gold. It's like he's magic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know?
Yeah,
and then when you think about it, he won a state championship. He won the national championship with Michigan State. And then he won an NBA championship in three consecutive years.
Yeah.
Isn't that, that's just like, wow.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
Right? I don't think it will ever again. Yeah. Well, it may, but you know, you never know. So anyway, Nathan Brunell's here, and we'll have Maria Birnbaum on the show towards the bottom of the hour. She's from the SBA list, the Susan B. Anthony list, and she's a state director for the state of Arizona, and we're going to be discussing Mark Kelly's voting record. So that's going to be a really good interview. And you'll be able to call in even though Maria is going to be on the phone. So the big news right now, Horizon Community Bank, Arizona Federal Credit Union.
Yes, sir.
It's an acquisition.
Yes.
Kind of walk us through it. What's going on and why should the Horizon Community Bank customer not even worry about it?
So Arizona Federal Credit Union and Horizon Community Bank have entered into a definitive agreement for the purchase of Horizon Community Bank assets. And that's set for a legal day one or kind of a close date we're shooting for right now of October 1st. So there's a lot of work to be done in the time from between now and then.
Right.
The reason I tell people that they shouldn't be concerned as far as, you know, they're not going to have Horizon Community Bank, it's the name, right? Horizon Community Bank is a relationship-focused institution, and so is Arizona Federal Credit Union. This acquisition from Arizona Federal Credit Union is not just to go out and buy a balance sheet. You know, they don't want to just buy the assets and liabilities of Horizon Community Bank. They're buying the relationship. They don't have a presence in Western Arizona, you know, Mojave, La Paz County.
Yeah, I found that interesting, too.
Yeah. Horizon Community Bank is here. We're a community bank here in this territory. So they want that that exposure, that territory. But as I was saying, they're relationship focused, just like we are. So they want to buy the relationships, and that's what they're doing. And they're really proving that in that they're retaining pretty much everybody, particularly the forward facing or the customer facing personnel from Horizon Community Bank. And for me, as a banker, and a lot of interaction with clients and stuff over the years. The value that a person brings to that relationship is that, you know, there's a level of trust there, understanding of what they do. You know, businesses and banking clients, they don't necessarily want to have to go back to the drawing board and explain everything and, you know, go through the whole process with somebody new. We're still going to be here. And nothing changes with what I can do or what one of the other bankers that work for Horizon can do for somebody. Nothing changes in that aspect. The one thing that will be better, though, is that now we have more to offer. Arizona Federal Credit Union brings a lot of resources from a personnel and technology standpoint, and obviously a ton of different products that Horizon Community Bank have not really been able to offer or be real competitive at in the past just because of our business model.
Yeah, they have a ton of employees, I noticed.
Absolutely.
I thought Horizon Community Bank was a large operation. I mean, what is it, 20-some branches?
Yeah, I don't know exactly the number of branches. I could tell you in terms of personnel. Horizon Community Bank is approaching, you know, around 100 employees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the credit union has over 500.
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's what I mean, though.
Yeah.
And they bring that. You have your 100 employees that are customer service focused and community focused.
Right.
Which we'll talk about in a moment. But does having, okay, so these Horizon Community Bank customers now, will they become credit union members?
Yeah. They'll be referred to as members. The credit union is a nonprofit organization. Horizon Community Bank, obviously being a for-profit organization, credit union is owned by its members.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a co-op.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your members or your customers will effectively become, you know, members. We won't call them customers anymore. We'll call them members.
Right.
That may take some getting used to, but.
Now, it used to be back in the day, I don't know, banking has changed so much over the years, especially with online banking, credit scores, all of the different facets of banking. But it used to be, if you were in a credit union, it was somewhat of an advantage for financing with loans in that. Is that still true?
For certain types of lending, yeah. So I know with the credit union, there's advantages to rate discounts and such, particularly for the personal loan products.
Right.
I don't know exactly how that will play out on the commercial loan product side, but as far as personal loans, you know, an auto loan, you'll get rate discounts for being a member and that sort of thing.
I gotcha. So, what was I going to say? Oh, all the services you have to offer. I was really surprised when you told me you could even do a deposit by taking a photo of the check and all that. You have those services. Did they have the same services, or is that something they're interested in incorporating into their portfolio?
Right. So I'm not 100% familiar with everything that they have to offer on their, as far as technology and their product set. However, I know that Horizon Community Bank has always had a focus on trying to be up to speed as far as technology goes. And so what you mentioned there was like a mobile deposit program that we have, where basically you can take a picture of a check and deposit it, you know, through the mobile app.
Right, right.
So I believe that they do have that at this point. Some of the other things that, you know, we have, obviously the online banking and all that, cash analysis and stuff, different things for businesses. They're going to bring a lot of extra things to us. And if we have something that they don't have, they're going to look to implement that. So what we're going through right now is really that evaluation process, understanding, okay, here's how Horizon Community Bank does it, then here's how the credit union does it, and let's understand both sides of it and figure out what the best solution is, which way are we going to do it. Maybe those things match up perfectly. Maybe they're a little bit different.
Right.
We do things maybe a little bit better or vice versa, and we'll find the best solution for our people.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And I was surprised you said you have until the end of October. Was it October 1st or the 31st?
What we're calling legal day one is October 1st.
Oh, that's because of fiscal years, right?
I think that just came about as far as part of the definitive agreement.
Okay.
From the time they reached the agreement. I don't know exactly if that ties up with a specific fiscal year.
Right,
or not,
right. But now Horizon Community Bank is not just Mojave County or La Paz County either, right? You have branches in Phoenix as well?
We do have branches in Phoenix, and that's where we'll have some level of overlap with the credit union because they're primarily in Phoenix. You know, I mentioned that Western Arizona would be a new territory for them. They have to go through a process as a credit union, regulatory approval and all that stuff to be able to work in different areas. We have branches down in Phoenix. We've got obviously a new branch going up in Kingman right now, which we're really excited about. That's coming along really well. A few production offices that aren't full branches and stuff, but we've got places all over Arizona.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. How long have you been with Horizon?
17.5 years.
Oh, my. And you started right at the ground floor, right?
I did. I came right out of the Marine Corps and took an opportunity to be a teller, and they gave me some. Gave me a chance to work my way up and do different things, and it's been great.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, we're going to go to a break, and Nathan Brunell actually requested some stuff from Turbo, if you're familiar with Sirius XM. But I'm not sure on the lyric content on that stuff.
You got to be careful, man.
So I'm playing it safe with Creed, all right?
All right.
All right, and maybe come back with some Linkin Park or something like that.
Okay.
That'd be cool?
Sure.
All right, perfect. We'll come back and we'll talk about community involvement and what it takes for a commercial banking manager, what it takes to be senior vice president. That's really impressive, by the way. All right.
Thanks.
And a Havasu boy to boot, right?
Yeah.
Well... Via yep. Michigan.
There you go.
All right. Back with more in a moment. We won't talk about the other Michigan, though. Sparty's fine. And I don't want to talk about Go Blue.
Oh, come on. Wolverine right. over here.
But I've got family that's tied to Ohio State.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So there you go.
The team down south.
Yeah, exactly. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy. Back on Speak Out, and you play this one, Nathan?
Do I play this song?
Yeah. Just
no.
on rhythm?
I could, yeah.
You could sing it, though.
Absolutely.
I'm not asking you to sing it right now.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Don't subject your listeners to that.
No, right. Same here. Trust me. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, SamsGuns.com, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, also Springberg Wealth Management, and by the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake, with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. And we're talking with Nathan Brunell, Senior Vice President, Commercial Banking Manager for Horizon Community Bank. Was it Mark Brunell? Was a quarterback for quite a while.
Carolina Panthers.
Was it Carolina?
Yeah.
I thought he was with the... I thought he might have been drafted by the Jags.
Well, you know what? The Jags, you're right.
They drafted him, though.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. He was okay for a while, though.
He was very good.
Yeah.
No relation.
Right. Very good. All right. So, commercial banking manager, what does that, I mean, I know what that means literally, but what is the difference in that and just regular bank accounts?
So, commercial banking is primarily focused on businesses, small businesses. And being the commercial banking manager, a lot of what that entails is not only, you know, depository products and different product sets and programs like you and I were talking about a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. but also the lending side of things. You know, can we provide capital for a small business?
Credit lines.
Mm-hmm. Do they need, you know, to buy a building? Do they need to buy equipment? That sort of thing. Those are the type of needs that we're focused on in the commercial banking division. As a commercial banking manager, I oversee primarily the lending group on the credit side of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have a few lenders here, including myself in Lake Havasu. We have a lender in Kingman. There are lenders down in the Phoenix market, and we cover between, you know, the lenders that we have, we cover all of Horizon's territory.
So you really have to know a business, work with a business, know that business's needs, when to say yes and when to say no.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's got to be a tough call.
Absolutely. And sometimes, I'll just say this, you know, sometimes the best thing a small business can hear is no. You know, understanding when, you know, something's appropriate mm-hmm. or when, you know, are they going to be able to, do they have the capacity to take something on? Now, we're there and all about helping a small business get there. And there's a lot of different ways we can do that, but we try to be a consultative resource to these small business owners.
Great word, you know, by the way, consultative.
Yeah, consultative resource.
I like that. All right, perfect. And your employees, our next guest, Maria Birnbaum, is on the line on the guest line. And we're going to wrap this up in a minute, Nathan. But your employees are also encouraged to become involved in the community. And not just involved, like you're a board member in Kiwanis just like I am.
Yes.
So is that common, though, for your employees?
Absolutely. Not only common, but heavily encouraged. When we talk about being a community bank or a community-focused financial institution, just like the credit union, you know, it's more than just, you know, being in the community mm-hmm. and providing loans and depository products and that sort of thing. It's about being a part of that community, and that's the way that we do that, you know, giving back to the community. It's rewarding not only to the institution but to the individual as well, and that's why I do it. Being able to do different things for people, help charities, Kiwanis has been great, a great group that I've,
right.
that I've been able to work with.
Right.
We've done a lot of great things, so we absolutely encourage that for all of our employees.
It's a great club, great membership, and doing good things, and obviously from the rewards from the Balloon Fest committee, we are doing great things, and the future is just looking brighter and brighter.
Yep.
So, all right, just like Horizon Community Bank.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good luck with the acquisition. I know you're on the acquiring, on the, what, the acquisition-y?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on that end.
I guess, yeah, that's what, yeah. what you'd call it, yeah.
You guys
you know,
would be
it's
fine.
It's been great so far, and we're really looking forward to it. We're excited.
All right, perfect. Nathan Brunell, our guest, Senior Vice President and Commercial Banking Manager for Horizon Community Bank. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me, Paul. Appreciate it.
I still got to get Ralph on.
Yeah.
So I've had him on the program before. It's just a little calendar mix-up, so not a problem. I know things are hectic right now. And
I'll try to help you. Lock him down.
Put in a good word for
yeah,
me?
Absolutely.
He just called me yesterday. That's funny. We'll probably have him on in June for those fans of the show who are looking forward to hearing from Ralph Tapscott. All right, good luck.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Nathan. We
right.
appreciate you
have
stopping in.
Thanks.
All right, you
Bye.
Too. All right, we'll be back with more on Speak Out. We've got Maria Birnbaum on deck. She's the Arizona State Director for the Susan B. Anthony List. It's a very timely interview, folks, with what's going on at the Supreme Court and that possible overturning of Roe v. Wade. We're going to talk about that when we come back on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. Welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. This show brought to you by Horizon Community Bank, also Mojave Community College, GDK LLC, and SunPower by SMA Electric, and of course, Herb's Herbs on Main Street, Lake Havasu City. All right, with us on the phone, we have Maria Birnbaum. She is the Arizona State Director for the Susan B. Anthony List. This is a totally new organization for me, and your people reached out to us, and I thought once I dug a little deeper, I thought, wow, this is a great topic for Speak Out. Maria, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about the SBA list. What are we talking about here?
What we do is we help pro-life candidates get elected. And we especially like to focus on the strong pro-life women in our country who want to serve in the Congress, and we've been very instrumental in helping to elect these strong pro-life women, especially if you look at the last election to the House. But we're definitely out in force in many states throughout the country, basically taking the information about the pro-life issue and the candidates right to people's door, knocking on their door and telling them, you know, having that one-on-one conversation with them is the best and most effective way to help people understand exactly what's happening today and where their candidates stand on the issue, which is extremely important.
Which leads us to Mark Kelly, Senator Mark Kelly, who's running for re-election. He's only had the seat less than 2 years, and now SBA List has launched a $1 million statewide ad campaign and released new polling exposing Senator Kelly's record. You want to talk about that?
Well, we have been talking to voters across Arizona. And in fact, we've already talked to about 250,000 voters. And what we're hearing is that people are absolutely appalled at his extreme stance. And this is across the board too. We're not just talking to, 100% pro-life people. We're talking to, many demographics, Democrats, independents, Hispanic, Black, you name it, people across the pro-life to pro-choice spectrum, and we're hearing that they do not agree with abortion all the way up to birth. That's absolutely not what people want in this state. They don't want their tax money going to abortion, and they can't believe, honestly, they don't even believe us that he voted against protections for babies who survive an abortion to get medical treatment. He thinks those babies should not get medical treatment, and people can't even believe it. And we're hearing all over the place Democrats saying, I voted Democrat like every election, but I will not vote for Mark Kelly because he is an animal. If this is the kind of thing that he would want to do to children, then it absolutely goes against so many Arizonans' values. That we do have family values here. We do have pro-life values here in Arizona. And so they want to hold him accountable this next election.
Yeah, let's talk about H.R. 3755, which was backed by the Biden administration. I think all of this talk about Ukraine and all of the other distractions, the bright, shiny objects that have been put out there for the media, have kind of overshadowed this legislation that Kelly supports. Kind of talk about that a little bit.
Well, when you get down to it, and this is what we're hearing, when we talk to people at the doors, that, there are some people that believe in some abortion, but the science behind, what we're seeing right now here, the ultrasound science that we see, where we're able to see at 6 weeks the baby having a beating heart. At 15 weeks, we absolutely know this baby can now feel pain, and even more pain than you and I because their nerves are underdeveloped. Mm-hmm. That they are sucking their thumb, they have eyelids, they're closing their eyes, they're expressing feeling in the womb. And when you let people understand this, understand that at 15 weeks, a baby can feel excruciating pain from the abortion, they absolutely are horrified. Because this is a country, like you said, we care about life. We care about the lives being lost in Ukraine. We care about the lives being lost to COVID. All of these things matter so much to people. I mean, I had this one man say, we wouldn't even do this to, like a dog or a cat. People would be horrified if this happened to a dog or a cat. So the science is there. And people are seeing the science, and then they're waking up to the humanity of these children in the womb. And then at the same time, too, you have all of these women who have been through abortions, who have felt the pain, who have suffered the PTSD from it, and they understand that they were lied to. And we realize that we can provide the resources that women need so they don't have to choose this. There are 2,700 pregnancy crisis centers in this country that provide all kinds of amazing things like counseling, free materials, housing, childcare, all kinds of things to help women. Like if you look at the complaints about the heartbeat law in Texas, when we tell people that, did you know that Texas also committed in their annual budget $100 million every year to provide resources for women so that they don't want to choose abortion? That's the kind of things that we're seeing, the kind of innovation on our side that, makes these laws just absolutely extreme and against what the country, if you look at the country, 76% of America wants limits on abortion, at the very least, limits. And then there's a whole lot of people who would definitely want to ban it, but they're definitely, that's where America is right now. They do not believe in abortion up to birth. They do not believe in infanticide. They do not believe, you know, if you look at the those babies' bodies that were just found, that is so horrific to most people. Looking at the laws in Maryland and California that they're trying to pass with abortion allowed 28 days after the baby is born, people not being allowed to investigate a child's death 28 days after birth, a coroner not being able to investigate that death, that is unbelievable to Americans.
That really is unbelievable. And let's go back to the technology that you were talking about, the baby's heartbeat and being able to see that a baby can open its eyes and feel touch and those sorts of things. Now back in, was it 1972? So the early 70s when Roe v. Wade came down, when the decision came down to allow for abortions, nationwide, that kind of technology wasn't even there. I mean, didn't we still do the rabbit test back in the day?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, this, and that's what's making the biggest difference here for the Supreme Court to see too. And because, you know, Roe is number one. No, the way Roe was done, it was unconstitutional. And these judges, you know, if this brief stands, you know, then they're just basically following the Constitution, and the states, if you look at the states and all the laws that have, you know, being passed here in the past 3 years, it's absolutely unprecedented. And that is, it's because when you show a mother an ultrasound of their child and they're able to see, they're able to hear that heart beating, they're able to see this is a little tiny person, they're tiny, but they're moving their hands and they're blinking their eyes and they're sucking their thumb. And then, you know, I guess if you look at, you know, how people have believed that Roe was a good idea, even if you believe that all this time, but then you're looking at this new science and you're saying, you know what, actually, I can see why this is absolutely needed, why we have to have limits, why we have to look at this case and the people of each state decide through their elected congresses, you know, how they want to address this. If they want to us to remain a country that allows, abortion up to birth, because that is plain and simply what Roe does. It allows abortion up to birth, and we're one out of seven countries with China and North Korea allowing all of this, when you have so many states and so many people in so many states understanding the science and saying, you know what, our laws need to reflect the science. And that's what's awesome about what we do, is we have the truth on our side. We're able to bring this truth to so many voters and open their eyes. And I know with this the leaked brief coming out, there's going to be all kinds of misinformation coming from, you know, the typical media. They're going to try to say a whole bunch of things, and there's going to be protests and all of that. And that's why our job is so important, because we can bring the truth to people. And I see it every day when we're at the doors. People, their eyes just are literally opened wide, and they can see, I had no idea the baby could feel that, you know, pain that early in life. I had no idea that Mark Kelly, you know, doesn't think a baby who survives an abortion should get medical treatment. And I'm not going to vote for him now. Yeah. People who even voted for him the first time around are saying, I cannot vote for that.
Right. And there are several hundred adults out there who have survived that procedure. Again, we're talking with Maria Birnbaum. She's the Arizona State Director for the Susan B. Anthony List. If you have a question for Maria, give us a call. She's on the phone, but we still have a phone line open at 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. And I want to talk about a woman who Hillary Clinton held in high regard, or holds in high regard. Her name was Margaret Sanger. I know you know that name. She created Planned Parenthood. And the ironic part about the people, a lot of the people who support abortion rights are minorities, and especially blacks, and they've been disproportionately affected by abortion. I just find that so ironic.
Yes, this is exactly what Margaret Sanger had in, you know, this was part of her plan.
Right.
She called them weeds, and she said, let's get abortion into every one of these neighborhoods. And it amazes me that the pro-abortion lobby still uses the language that they use, saying that if abortion is somehow taken away, that these populations will be affected negatively, when what we're seeing is this is negatively affecting these people right now. Abortion, it hurts women. Absolutely. It hurts women. And 96% of women are walking away with PTSD. And, you know, they're also just literally killing off their voting bloc. But there's, you know, honestly, there's a lot of people that have woken up to it, like I was telling you. And when we're at the doors, we meet people who have suffered from abortion. And we're talking to black voters. I mean, we're talking to Hispanic voters. And this is not matching up with their values at all. And they've seen their friends or their family go through, you know, the pain of abortion, the suffering that it causes. I mean, I've talked to people who are now, you know, in their 70s or 80s, and they're still breaking down and crying because that's how much it hurts you. And so we absolutely need to use the pregnancy crisis centers, the resources that this country has, and the generosity, honestly, of the American people to reach out and say, this is a lie, that this will just make everything better in your life. That we have the real love and support on the pro-life side. The pro-abortion lobby, you know, with their absolutely extreme views, abortion up to birth, you know, the longer the baby, or the larger and the longer the baby grows in there, and having an abortion, a late-term abortion, is more dangerous for the women, too. I think it's so obvious that the pro-abortion side does not care about women. They want to give them an abortion pill in the mail and have them do this all on their own without any supervision, without any medical supervision. You know, there's laws on the books that basically say anybody can perform an abortion. I was just in Nevada talking to people, and in their law, it says that anybody can do an abortion, basically, because the language is so loose. It doesn't have to be a doctor or practitioner. This is not people who really care about women. The pro-life movement absolutely knows that in an abortion, there are two victims. There's the baby, and then there's the mother. And with the right love and support and resources, actually, Susan B. Anthony just launched a program called Her Plan, where we're actually going state by state and making a huge database where a mom can go and find every resource she needs. Childcare, classes, counseling, food, shelter. You know, it's absolutely wrong for us to tell women that they can't achieve their dreams and have children. I mean, honestly, it's very misogynistic to tell women, you know what, you're not strong enough, you're not good enough, and this child is just going to wreck your dreams and goals. When we have seen it over and over, time and time again, where when people choose life with the right resources and support and love, they're able to do amazing things. And so there's no reason, right, that anybody should have to choose abortion.
Yeah, that is so true. So what do you tell the voter who's on the fence about Senator Kelly? They may think, well, you know, Mr. Johnny come lately with the border. He's kind of there, you know, with Kyrsten Sinema and that, saying all the right things, doing all the right things when it comes to border protection. But what do you tell that person about Senator Kelly's voting record when it comes to abortion?
He definitely is a rubber stamp for the Democrat Party, you know, unlike, say, Sinema. And And there are people who push back a little and say, well, I'm not a one-issue voter. This is the only issue that takes thousands of lives every single day. And honestly, that hits people. You can physically see people come back from that. I think there's a lot of people who don't understand the death toll that abortion takes every single day.
Right.
And then if they care about the children at the border, if they care about poverty, if they care about all these other issues that the Democrat Party pretends to care about, and they look and they say, well, Mark Kelly, though, doesn't care about a baby. He wants to leave a baby in a sink or the garbage to die alone by itself. But he's going to tell me he's going to care about the immigrant crossing the border. Those things, those two things don't jive. And so they understand in the end that life is unbelievably sacred and these children deserve protection. They can, especially if you're saying, you know, abortion up to birth.
Right, right.
You know? And that's what really, I think, and we let people know too that, you know, over in Europe, they ban, you know, they ban all late term abortions, you know, that we're, you know, they're ahead of us. And for a lot of these people who care about the environment, care about, you know, humane practices, understand that, like, you know, they're looking at Europe saying, oh, they're progressive and they're ahead of us. Yeah, look at us. We're in the draconian age of, you know, having people say we want to abort babies up to birth. And it's just unacceptable to voters here.
So has the ad campaign from the SBA list and the Women Speak Out PAC, has that started yet? And when can we expect to see something or hear something regarding Senator Kelly?
We have started the commercial, and when we have been canvassing the neighborhoods, we have encountered voters who have seen the ad and were appalled and said, oh, yeah, I saw an ad. I just saw an ad about that, you know, last week, and I had no idea that's what he believed. And so now I'm telling my friends and my family, and I don't want anyone to vote for him if this is what he really believes. That's crazy. And it's not hard to point people in the right direction. You know, if they don't believe you that he stands for this, it's easy. We tell them to Google Planned Parenthood and Mark Kelly, and Planned Parenthood has an article all about his extreme stance. Or we tell them, go look at his voting record. He just voted against the Pain Capable Act. He just voted against protection for babies who survive an abortion. You know, these are things that he's not outspoken about. I don't know if he even lives here, honestly.
He's
nowhere.
Right,
I mean,
right.
People can't exactly go ask, you know, him about this because he's not here. In fact, I talked to a voter whose husband runs the building that his office is in. Mm-hmm. And they said that he's been there, I think, one time or two times since he's been in office. And they actually moved because they complained about all the homeless people there in Tucson coming in and asking for money and trying to see him and, you know, trying to ask for help.
Right.
And they're tired of basically trying to get rid of these people. And so they moved their office to another place. So, but he's never there. And so that's why it's so important what we're doing, is because he's not telling people what he believes here. But it's easy to go look at his votes.
Maria,
so people are finding this. They're absolutely, this is unacceptable.
Right.
We're not voting for him.
We're running real short of time. Give the people the website where they can find you online and where they can help contribute to this effort.
Awesome. So if you go to sbalist.org, there is a ton of amazing information on our website, and a little pop-up window will pop up saying that we are hiring. We are hiring in Arizona, in the Prescott Valley, Flagstaff, of course, Maricopa County, and down in Tucson and the surrounding areas around Tucson. If you have a passion for this issue and you want to help spread the word and get the pro-life vote out, because we're going to need it in 2022 here, then please go to that website and fill in the little application thing we're hiring, and we'll be happy to get people on board.
All right, perfect. Maria, thank you so much for joining us today on Speak Out.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, we'll have to get you on in the future. Thanks so much to Marcus for helping to book you as well. All right, we're running real short of time, folks. We're going to take it to break. We'll come back, and I'll tell you how to get those Diamondback tickets against the Rockies this weekend. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Great hour. Sean Hannity up next after news and a short break. If you want those Diamondbacks tickets, we have tickets to Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Notice I said or. You can have four tickets to either one of those games, the Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies, this weekend, a three-game series at Chase Field. Just give me a call right after the show, 928-854-5687, 928-854-5687. KNTR, if you want to go see the Arizona Diamondbacks this weekend. All right, we're going to make way for Hannity, who's up next. It's Karate Man on KNTR Talk.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.